We've been looking at the subject of Nubuwa, and in essence we focused on Ayah 50 of Surah Al-Taha, which is the answer that Prophet Musa alayhi salam gave to Fir'aun in their dialogue about who was Musa's Rabb. And Prophet Musa alayhi salam replies, قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Our Rabb is He who gave everything its creation, who created everything and then guided it to its full potential. We've looked at various aspects of Nubuwa, and today I'd like to look at the prophets, or look at some of the profiles of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent for our guidance. Before I do that, let's recap on the first sermon in Nahj al-Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam expounds on the fact of why Allah sent prophets. He said, these prophets were to draw the attention of human beings towards the blessings of Allah, to convey His message to them, to teach them, to wisely use the treasures hidden in their minds and intellect, and also to direct them to understand nature and its secrets. The high covering over their heads, the land spread under their feet, the ways and means of their civilizations, the diseases which weaken them, the misfortunes and calamities which fall on them, and lastly death, which brings an end to everything. Prophets were men of such strength, of character and courage, that though they were often in the minority and those who opposed them were in the majority, they never felt nervous, disappointed or baffled, never moved away from their missions. None of them left the world without pointing out the one who was to take up his place after his death and carry on the divine mission. Thus ages succeeded ages until Allah wished to bring the teachings of His religion to the final stage of perfection. And as He has promised in the beginning, He appointed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as His last prophet. It actually encapsulates all that we talked about yesterday. Well, Prophet Adam alayhi salam was the first human being created by Allah. Again, Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha describes his creation saying, Allah gathered together earth having various properties, hard, soft, saline, acidic. He then added water to this mixture of earth and shaped it into a form. For a period of time, this form which he knows, the human skeleton, was allowed to harden and set. The skeleton was then clothed with muscle and fat, and a covering of skin was given to it. Allah then infused into it His spirit, and the figure stood up to be a human being. As a child, I remember the story of when Allah blew His spirit into Prophet Adam alayhi salam. He sneezed, opened his eyes and said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praises for Allah, the Rabb of the worlds. And that is why it is recommended for us when we sneeze to say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In fact, it's also recommended to say Inni amantu bi rabbikum fasma'un. Indeed, I believe in your Rabb, hear me. And the reason given is that on the day of Qiyamah, when we will be raised from our graves, when life will re-enter, we will sneeze first. And if we're in the habit of saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Inni amantu bi rabbikum fasma'un, then the angels will be telling them, indeed, I believe in your Rabb, hear me. And they'll probably consider us as one of them then. Well, Allah teaches Prophet Adam alayhi salam all the names. Now this means he was taught all knowledge, all speech, all expression. We find in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says how the angels, even they first protested against the creation of a human being because they were bewildered at the knowledge of Prophet Adam alayhi salam. And when Prophet Adam alayhi salam was asked by Allah to reveal this knowledge, they conceded saying, Subhanallah, glory be to you. We have no knowledge but that which you have taught us. Surely you are the all-knowing and the all-wise. There's a wonderful hadith that comes to mind which goes hand in hand with our, we talked about yesterday in human values about the intellect. Jibreel comes to Prophet Adam alayhi salam and says, O Adam, I have been ordered to let you choose one of three things, but you can only choose one. And Prophet Adam says, what are the three things? And Jibreel said, Aql, which is intellect, modesty, haya, and religion, which is deen. And Prophet Adam said, I choose reason. So Jibreel ordered modesty and faith, or haya and iman, to withdraw. But both faith and modesty said, O Jibreel, Allah has commanded us to remain with reason wherever it may be. Allah then commands all the angels to do sijda before Adam alayhi salam. They all obeyed except Shaitan, who was a jinn who lived amongst the angels. Now Shaitan was called Azazil before, and he was a jinn. He used to be a teacher to the angels. When Shaitan was asked why he did not do sijda, he said he was better than Adam alayhi salam, as he was made from fire. Adam alayhi salam was made from clay. He was sent out of heaven, but was allowed respite until a day chosen by Allah. Allah then asks Prophet Adam alayhi salam and his wife Sayyida Hawa alayhi salam to live in the garden of Jannah. They are allowed to eat of all the fruits, but are advised not to go near one particular tree and not to eat of its fruits. Now Shaitan, being angry at Prophet Adam alayhi salam being the cause of his being sent out of heaven, enters Jannah and comes to Prophet Adam alayhi salam as a sincere friend to advise them. He asks them about their life in Jannah, and he says if they would like to capture that moment, in other words, be immortal at where they were, then they were to eat of the fruit that they were asked not to go near, because it would make them like angels and live forever. Now remember, both Prophet Adam alayhi salam and Sayyida Hawa alayhi salam had never heard anyone lie before in their lives. And because Shaitan swore by Allah that he was their sincere adviser, they believed him. As soon as they tasted the fruit, they realized their mistake. And they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for forgiveness. And they said, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّا مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. This is ayah 23 of Suratul A'raf. It's very beautiful. They said, our Rabb, we've been unjust to ourselves. And if you do not forgive us, and you do not have mercy on us, we shall definitely be of the losers. It's a good dua to recite in kunut when we ask forgiveness of our sins. Let me repeat it again. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّا مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Allah forgave them, but asked them to leave Jannah and live on the earth, where as long as they obeyed Allah, Shaitan would not be able to divert them ever. It's said that when Prophet Adam alayhi salam was sent to earth, they first arrived at a place called Arafat. And at Arafat, at the mantle of Jabal al-Rahmah, they cried for forgiveness for their mistakes. You know, we go for Hajj or Umrah, we still try and do that. Allah forgives him. And from Arafat, Prophet Adam alayhi salam and Sayyida Hawa went through Muzdalifah and Muna to Mecca. To complete their forgiveness, Allah asked Prophet Adam alayhi salam to do a tawaf where the Kaaba was going to be. Jibreel draws a square showing him where the Kaaba was to be, and Prophet Adam alayhi salam does tawaf. Sayyida Hawa was asked to go away from Prophet Adam alayhi salam's sight and told to sit on the mountain of Marwa. On completion of his tawaf, Adam alayhi salam looked for Hawa. He climbs the nearest mountain to the Kaaba, which was Mount Safa, and sees his wife on the opposite mountain. He goes towards her, but before meeting her, is asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to groom himself, to cut his nails and hair, which he had not looked after, and he had let them grow due to his grief of committing a mistake. He obeyed that. And on meeting, Sayyida Hawa alayhi salam was asked to perform another tawaf, which we call tawaf al-nisa in thanks. And really, this was the first umrah ever performed. Prophet Adam alayhi salam and Sayyida Hawa settled on the earth and got used to their new home. Allah blessed them with children. It is said that Allah blessed them with two sets of twins. Qabil and his sister were born first, and then Habil and his sister. Qabil became a farmer and grew crops, while Habil kept cattle and sheep. When it came to appoint a successor, Allah told Prophet Adam alayhi salam to appoint Habil, the younger son, and the decision made Qabil very angry. He told his father that he should be the one to succeed because he was older. Prophet Adam alayhi salam told them, each to make a sacrifice to Allah, and the one whose sacrifice was accepted would be the more deserving one. Habil decided to sacrifice the best animal from his herd, and he brought a strong, healthy sheep. Qabil thought to himself that since Allah would not eat his crops, he did not have to sacrifice his best grain. So so he just brought some spoiled corn to sacrifice. The sacrifices were placed at the appointed place. Suddenly a fire came down from the heavens and burnt the sheep to ashes while the corn was left untouched. And this indicated that Habil's sacrifice had been accepted while Qabil's was rejected. The first case of jealousy comes up. Qabil becomes jealous of his brother and begins to hate him. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 27, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَعَ ابْنِ عَادَمَ بِالْحَقِّ and relate to them the story of the two sons of Adam with truth. إِذْ قَرَّبَ قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ when they both offered an offering, but it was accepted from one of them and was not accepted from the other. قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ he said, I will most certainly kill you. قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ the other said, Allah only accepts from the one who is God-conscious. Habil loved his brother, tried his best to calm him down, and said, Look, you have gone astray from the right path. Whatever intention you have in your heart is sinful. Seek the forgiveness of Allah. Do not seek the punishment of Jahannam. But the words had no effect on Qabil. The jealousy was too much for him to bear, and one day he kills Habil. Then he had no idea what to do with the body of his brother, and Allah sends two crows before him. Qabil watched as one crow killed the other. It then dug a hole in the ground with its beak and buried the dead crow. After that it leveled the ground with its feet. Qabil realized that this was what he had to do, and he buries the body of his brother. You can imagine the parents, Prophet Adam and Sayyidah Hawa, were grief-stricken. Allah granted them a son to succeed Prophet Adam alayhislam, and he was Prophet Sheath. He was a virtuous son, and it was he who buried Prophet Adam alayhislam when he died. It is related from Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhislam that Prophet Sheath alayhislam led the Namazi Janaza, or the funeral prayers of Prophet Adam alayhislam, reciting 5 takbirs, Allahu Akbar, a practice that we still perform today in Salatul Mayyit. Now, from these stories, when we hear the profile of a prophet, it's very important to take many lessons from it. We look at what jealousy does to a human being. We look at what beguiling by shaitan does. How he beguiles Adam alayhi salam into believing that he was a sincere advisor. There are so many essences of that story that we need to take up. Inshallah, it will inspire to read through the stories, especially in the Qur'an. Look up all the ayat that refer to Prophet Adam alayhi salam and read them and see what a difference it makes when we look at the Qur'an in a different way.